you guys so much for joining in for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I appreciate you and every one of you. And a special thank you to everyone that has continued to listen, catch up on old shows during this hiatus. I know this hiatus was unplanned of sorts, but very much so needed. I was attending some events and hosting loved ones, multiple loved ones, in this hiatus. So I wanted to make sure that, one, I had the time with them where I didn't have to think about anything. I didn't want to be preoccupied, but also have the time for you guys so that I'm able to create better flow of thoughts, of conversation, of things that I wanted to speak about. And so I decided to take a sort of spring break to spend time with loved ones, but also spend time reconnecting with self so that I can actually talk about stuff on here. A lot has been going on in my life, a lot of good things. As I previously alluded to, there's a lot of changes going on in my life. I have decided to take a leap of faith in my personal life, and it's been great. I am choosing to do something that I've always wanted to do, something that I've always identified with, which is being a creative, being an artist. That's a part of me that I have neglected and suppressed for so long that I forgot what it was. And to be entirely honest with you guys, these past few months have been the best memories I've had in my adult life, the best feelings I've felt, and the most myself I've ever felt, to the point where sometimes I feel like I'm not even in my own body. It feels so familiar and yet so foreign at the same time. And I've been thinking about that a lot. Why is that? Why do I feel that? Where is that coming from? And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I've suppressed that part of myself for so long that it wasn't a part that I acknowledged at all, really. It was a part that I kept under wraps because I always felt like that was a part of me that couldn't be what it truly wanted to be. All to find out that that wasn't a part of me, that was me the whole time. So it's just who I am. It's a big part of me, and it's a big part of what makes me me. My ability to lean into my creative endeavors and create from a place of love, of passion, of vulnerability. And I'm here, and it's overwhelming at times because I feel so at peace and I feel like nothing can take that away from me, and I'm certain of it. So anyways, very small update on that. And there's a lot of good things coming out of it. There's a lot of happiness, joy, and I feel like I'm able to show up a lot better in my own life, but also for others. And that's been a good feeling. It's bringing up a lot of feelings, a lot of realizations for me. One of the biggest things that it's bringing up is the power of action, of decision, deciding instead of just having options and choices. And I've mentioned this before, I've discussed this before, on how through different mediums, through different things in this life, we have fallen into this cycle of always having choices and always having your options open. And although it's great to have options, right? So we're able to identify what it is that we like and want to do with our lives. Options are a double-edged sword. You deep down always know what you want for yourself and for your life. And so long as it's coming from a place of knowing yourself truly, being open to your thoughts, then you always know deep down what you want over your life. But due to circumstantial things, work, life, family, whatever the case may be, significant others, you name it, we often suppress that. We often push that down. We often turn that off. All whilst that's just in the background, constantly running like a task manager. And that takes up so much time and space and capacity within us because it's always running at a low grade. That idea of you being the thing that you've always dreamt of being will always be running behind the scenes. And there's nothing you can do about that until you decide to embrace that. So what does that look like? What does that look like for you? What is a part of you that you wish you were able to embrace more, that maybe you suppress because you're scared of what that would look like. Or maybe you suppress it because you know what that would look like. I think that's equally scary. The not knowing what something is going to look like and the knowing exactly what it's going to look like, or at least feeling like you know what it's going to look like, right? Because we never know what anything is going to look like, because this is our first time here. This is our first time in this world. So we can only have ideas of what things will look like, feelings in our body of what something is going to look like, something is going to be. And that's scary, because when you know something is going to work, that can be really scary. You know, everybody talks about the fear of failure, but there's equally what exists as a fear of success, of not knowing how you're going to handle that, of not knowing how you're going to handle being your truest, most authentic self, not knowing how you're going to handle being seen as that. That can be scary. But what I'm understanding is that can only be scary if you're not true to yourself, if you're not taking the time to build that intimacy and vulnerability within self. It's only scary to be seen if you are afraid of looking at yourself, of seeing yourself. If there are things that you need to face that you are constantly avoidant of. If there are things that you know that need to change in your life that you're constantly trying to ignore. The scary part is that somebody else is going to reveal that to you, and then you won't have a choice but to face that. Because the more you suppress something, the more you push something down, the more you convince yourself that it doesn't exist and that it's not real. But it's very real, and it's there. And it's still running in the background, as I stated before. It's always going to be running in the background. That thing you need to do for yourself, that thing you need to fix in your life, that issue, that relationship that's falling apart, that, you know, relationship that you need to mend with friends, with family, that job you need to walk away from, you know, all of those things, all of those issues, and many, many more that you need to face, that you need to sit with, that you need to meditate on, that you need to pray about. All of those things are always running in the background until you address them. So sometimes we become these hermits and we want to press ourselves into a shell and we don't want to be seen, or we want to present as something that we're not in hopes that we appear to be something that we are not to the masses, so it could never come out that we're not in control, that we're scared, that we are broken, that we are lost within ourselves. And the sooner you get ahead of that, the sooner you get in front of that, the better things are, because then there's nothing to hide. And this is a work in progress daily, right? There are always things that are there that need to be addressed. And sometimes you don't even know they're there. But it's important that if you know it's there, take your time with it, but address it. Address it. You're not hiding from anyone. You're not hiding from yourself. You know it's there. So address it. Take the time. Give it the energy that it needs. Give yourself the energy that you deserve. There's only so much we can do. And what I would hate for any of us is to get to a point where we wish we had done something sooner, where we wish we had pursued something sooner, where we wish we could be the person that we can look at in the mirror without avoiding eye contact. And it's hard, right? Because there are things that do take a lot of energy out of us. And there are things that might challenge us emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And that's normal. That's what life is about. Life is a series of challenges. Life, I've stated this before, but it's not that life gets easier as you climb up through it. It's that the challenges that you've faced, the challenges that you've endured throughout your life, make those next challenges and those next steps and those rungs easier to deal with, but they're still there. So it's not like I'm just going to turn it off until they disappear. They'll never disappear. They'll never disappear. They'll just keep evolving and manifesting in different ways until you address them. I remember reading a book, 8 Rules of Love by Jay Shetty. It's a good book. I really did enjoy it. I enjoyed the perspective. But one of the things that stuck out to me, the biggest thing that stuck out to me, was the idea of a karmic cycle. And in the book, they were referencing specifically in the way the Western world sees karma. What goes around comes around. And what Jay Shetty was saying in his book was that that is not truly the karmic cycle. The karmic cycle is what goes around will continue going around until you learn the lesson that it's meant to teach you. And so avoidance does not resolve the issue. Avoidance does not make it go away. Avoidance will just continue to fuel it to evolve into other things until you are forced to face it. And we see that in so many different places. Sometimes we even see it within our own bodies. you always get headaches. Headaches are a thing. Well, maybe the headache is a result of something else that's going on. So tend to your body, tend to your mind, right? We're not able to be present. We always feel out of focus. Well, maybe that is a result of something else in your body. Pay attention to that. So when it comes to things that we've endured or things that we want or things that we are trying to turn off and hide ourselves from and pretend like they don't exist, that is only going to manifest in your life in different ways. And there's something that it kind of dawned on me recently, where understanding that a lot of times when we're angry about things, the anger that comes out isn't always linked to that thing, right? Because an angry outburst is usually linked to poor emotional control, which is linked to something else that got you to that point, whether that be environment, how you learn to communicate, always being misunderstood, misinterpreted, not heard, has led you to become emotionally volatile of sorts and unable to communicate in a way that doesn't involve emotional outbursts. And so something like that is like, we can pretend like, oh, that's just what I am. That's just who I am. But it's like, no, it's not. Because it's not rational to have these outbursts all the time. There's something there that needs to be explored. And that's where things like introspection are great. But if it's hard for you to even look within, if it's scary to look within, that's where having professional help would assist you. To have therapists, to have guidance, some type of spiritual counselor or something of that sort would be of assistance. Talking to your friends is cool and all up to a certain point, because at the end of the day, your friends are gonna want to make sure you feel good and supported. And sometimes they don't tell you what you need to hear. And it's not anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But our friends are being what our friends are told they need to be, right? Supportive, loving, all that stuff. But also, as friends, I want to challenge all of us to be a friend, for real. And if your friend got to hear something, let them know. Friendships aren't always going to be frolicking in the flowers. Sometimes you do got to sit your friend down and grab him by the shoulders. You know, not literally, unless that's the type of friendship y'all have, but figuratively speaking, grab him by the shoulders, look him dead in the eye, and tell him what they need to hear. Right? With love, you can still come from a place of love and tell them exactly what they need to hear in that moment, even if it's going to bother them, even if it's going to make them feel a certain way. That is our task and duty as friends. And I was talking to a friend of mine that I love dearly. I've referenced him before. And we were having a good conversation about friendship and what it means and what that looks like last week. And something that came up for me in that conversation that he mentioned was, your friends are supposed to be your trusted advisors. If you feel like your friends are not your trusted advisor, if you feel like you are not surrounded by people that can be honest with you, even when you don't want the honesty, that you can't go to for comfort, for consult, for guidance, for something more than just going out and laughing all the time, then you have to, one, reevaluate your relationship with self, that you feel like this is okay, and two, evaluate your friendships. Doesn't mean cut them off. It just means have the conversations. I think that's one of the other things that tends to lack, and I want to do a friendship episode on friendship maybe within the next couple of weeks, but just to, I guess, as a precursor, something to think about is friendships are relationships, right? And the idea that we've been shown about relationships are always linked to romantic relationships. And although that's also a relationship, we need to treat our friendships like relationships to an extent, right? There are different levels of connection and intimacy in romantic relationships, but there still needs to be a sort of actual relationship that's not just going out for coffee, that's not just chit-chatting. I have friendships that I don't talk to every single day, but that's okay. I don't have to, because we have a deep connection. We have a deep bond, and they're people that I can trust and rely on that are supportive, and we connect whenever we can. It's not always about frequency, but it's about intentionality. And something that I saw recently that has been playing over and over in my head is the difference between consistency and frequency. And I think that can be used here, but it can be used on anything in life, really. But to be consistent doesn't mean you have to do things frequently, right? Frequency is just high output volume. So I could talk to you all day. I could send you memes all day. I could do this all day. That doesn't mean you're more of a friend to me than the person that I speak to once a month. You see what I'm saying? Because that consistently once a month, if it creates depth, if it creates connection, if it makes me think, if it makes me feel, if it makes me deepen that respect and that love that I have for that person, you know, not to compare, because I think both serve their purpose in our lives, but that is still a friendship, right? That is also a friendship. A friendship doesn't have to be something that we are doing. We would be exhausted, right? We're not meant to have all this access to people all the time. This is new and this is exhausting. It is exhausting to always have access to people and vice versa for people to always have access to you. Guys, I'll be entirely honest. I am one mentee bee away from getting a house phone and a flip phone and getting rid of any social media, but we're here. That's not going to happen because I see the benefit of it and we need to keep it. We need to keep things up. One of the things that I have been doing and I will continue to improve and get better at is reducing my access. And then not because I'm so important and everybody wants it, blah, blah, blah. It's not about that. But it is about the absolute panic and anxiety that I feel every time I see a notification that is unanswered. And I feel guilt and I feel frustration and I feel so many different things. Even if that person has never expressed that that's what's going on and that's how they feel, I feel that. And I don't like to feel that. So I feel like that's a way to control it. In addition to also having a conversation of, hey, I'm sorry, I can't get to this right now, but I will when I can. But there's so much guilt tied to that. There's so much like, come on, you got time. Even if I'm just sitting on the couch reading a book, I feel like I should probably take this time to answer. And it's like, no. Why? For what? Yes, we should absolutely spend time and cultivate our relationships and do all these things. But also, what about your own relationship? If you don't have the capacity to be there for yourself, why would you be overly available to everyone else? I have to be good for me first. I have to be good in my space first to be able to even open up the door to connect and to have these conversations. I want to be present. I want to be a quality friend. I cannot do that if I am not present within my own body, if I am not mentally capable of doing so, right? If I'm just on the phone with you glazed over, well, wow, that's crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, huh, that's crazy. Wow, that's crazy. You think that's better than me actually being engaged and present? I don't think so. It's also like what we accept as valuable, right? Does your friend care enough? Are they interested? Are they curious? I'm doing a short series as well of videos, just slightly different, but separate from the podcast. You can see that on the Snaps and Golf Claps Instagram and TikTok at Snaps and Golf Claps. But I'm doing a short series where I record just any reflections that I have in the mornings, once a week. And one of the clips that I cut for this week was about remaining curious in your life. And having that curiosity within yourself, but also your friends. Like, we need to have more curiosity within our lives, but also within our friendships and relationships and all of that. When was the last time you noticed something about your friend? When was the last time you said, oh, wow, like, I never knew that about you, right? When was the last time we asked our friends questions? What do y'all's friends do for work? What is their favorite food? Even deeper, what do they want out of life? What do they feel like is their purpose? What keeps them up at night, right? Why are we not having these difficult conversations with our friends? Why are we not encouraging them to dive deeper? Why are we not holding space for them? Because through that, we can also do that for each other. If you have a friendship that's one-sided where it's just you asking questions and there's no interest the opposite direction, reevaluate that friendship. And I'm also speaking to myself in this, by the way. But reevaluate that friendship. That's something I'm dealing with currently, right? But that's something that needs to be reevaluated. Why is that person not interested in you? And why do you consider them a friend? You know, there has to be mutual thing. You can't just be a soundboard for everyone and not have that in return. A friendship should be reciprocated. It should be a reciprocal thing. If it's not, you need to reevaluate it. Just like any relationship in your life, it should be reciprocal. I feel like I don't have to continue to preface this, but this is something that I also, everything that I say on this podcast is either things that I actively am working on or things that I have worked on to overcome, or things that just come up in the moment that I have to then look deeper into. But this is something that I need to get better at, is communicating my inaction sometimes when I'm tired, when I'm beat, and I don't have the capacity or communicating things of that nature. So communicate that. Just be more present in your friendships. Be more mindful in your friendships. Care to connect more with your friendships. Be curious about your friends. And just love yourself, love them, love everybody. There's so much love to give. There's so much love in this world. There's so much love to give. And give, learn to give freely. Learn to give without expecting. Learn to give love from anywhere that you can. Don't suppress it. If you feel it, show it. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? You don't get love reciprocated? Hey, guess what? Love is such an abundant emotion that just by giving it, it's reciprocated. You don't need them to give it back to you if that's what you're worried about. So just love. Love freely. It fills up your life. It really makes you grateful to be here, to be present, to be alive. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful emotion. And it's such a taboo emotion. And it's only reserved for this and only... Love everyone, love everything, love your life, love yourself. And guess what? Through being so outwardly expressive of love fills your cup up so much and makes you so grateful to just be here, to be able to spread such a beautiful feeling, such a beautiful emotion everywhere you go. So anyways, guys, I want to leave you guys with that because right now I'm firing on all cylinders and this episode is going to take a million and one turns. So I will need to jot down some notes on what the next episodes are going to be and just do that. So anyways, I love you guys dearly. Thank you so much for your support continuously. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you guys.